question and answer program. Everyone is joined.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
That's right. Here they are. And first, cab off the rank, is Errol in Tittywitty Beach. G'day.
G'day, Greta.
Here we go, Errol. Question one. Of the famous biblical brothers Cain and Abel, who was the shepherd?
Abel.
That is correct. It is Abel. Question two, Errol. Name the brothers who invented the first successful motor-operated aeroplane.
The Wright brothers.
That is correct. They were also inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame in 1930. Here we go with question three. Errol, it is according to Roman mythology, who were the twin brothers that founded Rome?
Romulus and Remus.
Oh, yep, we're starting strong here, Errol. My 4 years in Germany was a silent film released in 1918 by brothers with which surname?
I think you got me now.
I've got you.
Yeah, I can't think.
No, that is okay, Errol. You had a good run there. You had a great run. Maria did get it, though, on the text line. But thanks for playing, Errol. We've got George in Fremantle. Hello, George.
Hello, Greta. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you. And we're up to question four here on the Nightlife History Quiz. It is, my 4 years in Germany was a silent film released in 1918 by brothers with which surname?
Oh, the two brothers that I know, or the brothers, I think this might have been through them, Warner Brothers.
The Warner Brothers, that is correct. There was four brothers, actually.
Four, was there? Four,
yeah, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, there was at least two of them, but I wasn't sure about their. Don't ask me their names, though. Was that the next question?
No, I'm just letting you know. A little fact here, a little bit of trivia, George. Albert, yeah. Sam, Harry and Jack were their first names. They're one of the most, you know, famous brothers in the film industry, certainly. They founded the whole Warner Brothers Entertainment Company, and it's a big one. It's a big one. I mean, Bugs Bunny, right? That's what I think of when I think of Warner Brothers.
Yeah, of course. That's all folks, yeah.
Yeah, that's all folks and all those,
Bugs, all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Elmer Fudd and what were the other ones? Daffy Duck.
Daffy, yeah.
Yeah. It was like...
Warner Brothers were... was it Looney Tunes? Mel Blanc was the...
Yeah, Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc did all the voices. It's amazing. He did, so one guy doing, I don't know, probably 10 or 20 voices.
Really incredible, quite, you know.
Yeah, amazing.
And seeing, amazing. I think, oh gosh, I wonder if there's clips that we can see him in action. I seem to remember some. Maybe I can dig some up. But, you know, when you actually see him switching in between voices, any voice actor like that, don't know. Oh, people have come close. You know, there's been some voice actors and animations that have come close. Billy West, you know, for Futurama and all those sort of shows, Ren and Stimpy. But yeah, Mel Blanc was the main guy, and
that's the master.
And it's also, you wonder what's going to happen to that with AI. Like, it's coming for voice actors like crazy, but at the same time, it just can't do what they do. Nowhere close. But people are using it a fair bit more. But you've got to wonder, right, George?
Yep.
Okay. Here's question five, okay? Where were Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb born?
They were born in, they're born in England.
Where specifically?
How about a hospital?
Good one. Good one, George.
I know it was, gee, I've heard it before. Is it Gibb Brothers? Just jog my memory. Gibb Brothers, somewhere like Manchester or one of those sort of places.
No, it is not. They were not born in Manchester, George.
Probably it'll come to me within a, you know, give me a few minutes. But no, it's somewhere middle England, I think.
Well, we're getting harder now, George, but you had a good run there.
Yeah.
Well, no, all right. Thanks very much for playing. Okay. We've got Barbara in Falconbridge.
Oh, my goodness me, Greta.
This is a very joyous, welcome. I've got a little text here to share about Mel Blanc. Neil says that he appeared on the Lucy Show. Oh, did he? Oh, I'd like to see that. I have to see that.
I would too.
Yeah, Mel Blanc on the Lucy Show. Nice. I love it. Yeah, I love Lucy, but I genuinely do.
I don't know if it's on streaming. I only get free-to-air, but the Lucy Show hasn't been on free-to-air for a long time.
No, but I do know that in the States there's a channel that runs it like almost 24 hours.
It would be,
Yeah.
Oh, if you saw Pretty Woman, they were watching Lucy on that.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes. Oh, no, well, Lucy's a legend.
That scene when they're in the patisserie and...
Is it the chocolate shop and they're shoving the chocolates?
Something like that, yeah.
They're
priceless, weren't they? I'd just love it to come back on free to air, but
shoving the chocolates in their mouths. I do remember that scene. Yeah, chaos.
They were really good at comedy. Yeah.
So look, this is a comedy question, actually, Barbara. It's not. I'm jumping forwards.
Next one's a comedy. I've got a bit of a chance.
All right, you're a bit like me then. Sort of all I know. Here we go. We're still on question five. Where were Barry, Robin, and Maurice Gibb born?
I think it was the Isle of Man.
That's correct, Barbara, and correct to bobsled as well. And Maria got it as well.
We saw one at when Barry did his big concert in Sydney that last time, and he did a tribute to his dead brothers, and his mother was in the audience.
To Andy. Now, he was actually born some years later when they moved to Australia, where they Redcliffe. I don't know if he was born in Redcliffe, but that's where they settled.
He was born in somewhere up there. Yeah.
Yeah. But they did. You know, George was half right because they did spend some time after Isle of Man in Manchester in England, and they came to Australia in 1958.
That was just really fortunate you came to me because I knew that question, and I thought, oh, good, finally.
Oh, Barbara, Neil from Essendon's got a little bit of info for you. The Lucy Show does do reruns on Channel 33, community television. I think that's in Melbourne.
We don't get community TV, you know. We used to. I don't know what happened. They stopped funding it, but I don't know why.
Mm.
But we used to like that community channel.
Oh, yeah, that one. I remember it closed down a few, it was a year or so ago, 2 years or so.
A bit longer than that.
A bit longer?
Like 5 years. Yeah.
Oh, 5 years. Oh, gosh.
I know. Look, I've been living here 30 years and I think, no, that can't be right.
Mm.
But it's true. I have. You know what I mean?
yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Barbara. Oh, actually, Maria says there's statues of the Bee Gees in Redcliffe. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
And that there's also another really good fact here about the Warner Brothers. We had a previous question.
Yeah, I know. I got that. I knew that one too.
So Debbie in Marrickville says the Warner Brothers were Polish Jews. Wansel was anglicised to Warner. I mean, that was quite common back in the day, right?
Actually, I had a Jewish relative. I shouldn't even acknowledge that at the moment, should I?
Well, so the real name of Tony Curtis was Bernie Schwartz.
I don't think he would have gone anywhere with that.
That's right. So they did that a lot back in the day. Barbara, let's move on, or I'm going to get in trouble and I have to play Elvis, a little less conversation, all right? So here we go. How many brothers, this is question six, how many brothers were there in the comedy act The Marx Brothers?
Oh, that's slightly tricky. I believe there were four. I'll leave that at my guess, yeah.
Four?
Mm,
that is incorrect, Barbara.
It's probably five.
I'm so sorry. Right. But, you know, how are we going to get the Lucy Show to you? We'll figure out a way. There's got to be a way. It's somewhere.
Someone might realise that it's a good thing to play it because I wouldn't be the only fan.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. Well, you're not. I am a fan too. All right, and I'm a fan of you, Barbara. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, and I'm a fan of you.
Oh, good on you. We've got Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Greta.
How are you?
I'm okay. I thought of you last night when I was listening and you were playing little things to people who were criticising. I thought what you need is a voiceover. I thought I might, you know, do one and send it in to you. It's something like, the ABC would like to apologise for any novelty or creative thought that may have crept into the previous segment.
That's great. Do you know what? Look, it's not for everyone. You're allowed to not like it, but I just have to. What I did, I have a little, I made a little sound effect that sings, you know, today's crank text, because I don't want people to think I'm upset, you know, but I also don't want people to think I don't read out the texts that aren't so flattering. I think it should all be part of the conversation, but I don't want anyone to think I'm upset. So I do play that little sound effect just to let people know it's all in good fun. But you know what? I appreciate. You know what? You go ahead. You go ahead. You make that sound effect.
All right. I've got your work email address. So I might do it.
Well, ABC emails are pretty much, you know, they're easy to figure out, right?
Yeah,
I'm surprised I don't get more complaints to my emails.
Oh, well, I won't share the secret then.
The
structure secret.
Peter, we're in trouble. David in Singleton is getting us in trouble. Trouble for chatting too much. Do you know what? Do you know what we get to play, Peter? A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Little more action, Peter.
Okay, do you want their real names or their stage names?
How many? I want how many there were.
There were five.
Well done, Peter. What are their real names?
Their real there were Chico Harpo, Gummo, Zeppo, and Groucho, of course.
Yeah, but that's not their real names. I don't know their real names either.
Julius was Groucho, and Harpo was Adolf.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
they're
right.
The only two I remember. I don't know what the others were.
Well, Jenny from Petersham got it correct. Jenny in Glenbrook got it. Jim in Campbelltown, well done.
This will be the last bit of conversation. I only remember that because I read both Groucho and Harpo's autobiographies.
Oh,
so their real names
you.
Are sort of imprinted into my brain.
My parents went to a big, big, big birthday party, I remember, when I was a kid, and my mum was Groucho and my dad was Harpo, and he had the horn and everything and the curly wig.
I think my favorite Groucho joke is, you know, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. What it was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know.
No, what did he say? I don't want to be part of any club that would have me as a member.
Oh, yeah. The other one is, I thank you from the heart of my bottom.
classic. Oh, Diana says we don't talk too much. Well, that's, thanks, Diana. Oh,
hit
Peter.
Here's the next question.
Here we go. Which story was not published by the Brothers Grimm? Excuse me. A, Rumpelstiltskin. B, Snow White. C, Jack and the Beanstalk.
This is tricky.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Jack and the Beanstalk, just a guess.
That's correct.
Oh, Peter. Good. It's not grim enough.
It's not grim enough. Jack and the Beanstalk was not published by the Brothers Grimm. That was question 7. We're up to question 8 now. Which god in Greek mythology was the twin brother of Artemis?
Be Mars?
Peter, ba-bow. Ba-bow, that is wrong.
Oh, I just said Artemis. Does Artemis mean up in opposition to Mars? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry to say, Peter, it is not the answer. You said Mars, right? Yes.
Yeah, I did say Mars. I'm wrong. Hey, one thing before we go.
Sure.
Just check out with Lockie later. It's not a complaint. I'm not doing an Eric, but... The question last night about which famous musician was in Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Mm.
Well, Ryuichi Sakamoto would have been an equivalent answer.
Sakamoto. Oh, okay.
Because he played the camp commandant, if you've seen the movie.
No, I have not.
Oh, you should see it. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay. Oh, we'll have a correction.
No, that's all right. I mean, it was no problem because somebody said David Bowie and that was correct, so fine.
I think there were two... There were two films, so it was like The Labyrinth and that other one. What was the other one?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Yeah,
that was
so I think
last
it was.
Night.
It was the question last night. Was saying who? Which was the musical act that starred in both of those?
Okay, all right.
So Lockie's off the hook.
Oh, no, he's off the hook anyway. He's doing a great job.
So are you, Peter. Thanks very much.
No worries.
All right. We've got Ian in Morfitt Vale. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Now, Ian, do you know which god in Greek mythology was the twin brother of Artemis? Are you there, Ian?
Yes, I am now. I'm thinking, can I say Jupiter?
It is not Jupiter, and it is not Mars, Ian. I'm so sorry. Diana has it right. Gary does not. Maria has it right. I'm so sorry, Ian. That's not the correct answer.
Oh, well, can't be right all the time.
Oh, that's right, Ian. Good on you. Talk to you next time. Hello, Pearl.
Hello, Greta. How are you going?
I'm going well. How are you?
I'm good. Can I just say something about the Bee Gees?
Sure you can.
The Gibb family came to the Isle of Man from Manchester, where they already had a daughter. Then they had three boys, the Bee Gees, on the Isle of Man. They were born on the Isle of Man, as was I.
Oh.
And their youngest son, Andy, was born in Manchester. And there are statues of the Bee Gees on Douglas Promenade in the Isle of Man too.
Oh, yes. Maria told us. Okay. So there's statues in... So there's sister statues. There's some in Isle of Man. Where did you say? Isle of Man?
On Douglas Promenade in the Isle of Man,
and
yeah.
Isle of Man and in Redcliffe. Okay, yeah. So I got that wrong. So Andy was born in, just because
Manchester.
The year was the same, he was born in Manchester, so they moved.
He was born in Manchester. And then they moved to Australia. Yeah.
All those kids all that way. My goodness.
I brought five kids to Australia.
My parents brought four.
I brought five by myself. My partner was already here.
From Isle of Man?
From the Isle of Man, yeah.
What was that like, Pearl?
Yeah, tough.
Yeah. I mean, my parents only had to come from New Zealand with four kids.
Oh, wow. No.
But that's a long way. Wow.
Yeah.
By yourself, too. My parents were together when they did it, and you were joining your partner. Wow. Well, power to you.
I was only 24.
Oh, girl.
It was a good trip.
Well done.
Yeah, I've been back lots of times.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Four kids by yourself at age 24 from Isle of Man. To Australia.
Well, they have five brothers and sisters now.
Wow, really? Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I brought five and had four more. Yeah, four Australians, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You must be super mum. I can't even handle my two.
Well, I am one of 15, so not really.
Oh, 15. Okay, yeah. So you had good training.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, Pearl, thank you for telling me that. You deserve a magnet just for that, but I'll get
in
trouble.
Gees, I think the Bee Gees were all born in the Jane Crookhall Maternity Home in Douglas, Isle of Man.
Okay, so you could have answered that question
easily.
You even know the hospital. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, can you answer this question, Pearl? Which god in Greek mythology was the twin brother of Artemis?
Can't answer that one. No,
sorry. What a shame. Well, I'm glad I asked you after story.
I rang when you asked the Bee Gee question, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad I got to speak to you before I asked you the question.
Never mind,
Pearl. Thank you so much and well done. We've got Rod. Nope, we have Troy in Cooktown. Troy, hello.
How are you going, Sister Gil?
Oh, all right, bro. So I actually am New Zealander. I think I have license to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, Troy, we had a chat, I think, a few months ago, wasn't it? You've called in for one of the evenings quizzes?
Yeah.
That's right. Did we play a bit of Dave Dobbin? Did I play that for you?
I think so.
Oh, that's you. I remembered. Listen, Troy, we've got to ask the question, which god in Greek mythology was the twin brother of Artemis?
I think you got me by the short and curlies. I think it's Apollo.
That would be correct, Troy.
Oh, yeah, okay, then. Cool.
Choice. Okay, that was question eight. Well done, Apollo. And Frank got it right. And, who else got it right? Here we go. Lee says, okay, well, first of all, he uses an expression that we both don't use as New Zealanders, Troy. He says, fair dinkum, more quiz, less talk. And do you know what I have to play when someone does that, Troy? I have to play this.
little less conversation, a little more action, please.
So we got to get on with it.
Yeah, but the king's still fishing out the KFC burgers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the, what? Are you talking about yourself? Never mind. We've got to get on with it. We've got to get on with it, Troy. Okay. All right. Question 9. Al Capone's two brothers were a part of which crime syndicate?
Oh, the gang. I wouldn't have a clue. The Gambino family.
No, it was not the Gambino family, Troy.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more thing? We had a story before. We were talking about bold birds trashing stuff and stealing stuff. Have you ever had a Kia incident?
No, but I had a flock of seagulls in Auckland, and then I come over to Australia in February 2001, and I was down Bondi, and I had another flock, and I was looking at them, and I was thinking, mate, did you guys fly over there with me?
They're drawn to you, Troy. Hey, till next time, Troy, we'll crack out the Dave Dobbin again, or maybe a bit of split ends. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
So we've got Daniel in Cranbrook. Hello, Daniel. Daniel, are you there? Daniel, it's your time to shine. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so we've got question 9 for you, Daniel. Moved closer to the phone, would you, bud?
Sorry?
Move closer to the phone.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at you like I yell at my husband. He does that too. Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, here we go. No, you'd be in trouble a lot. Listen, question 9, Al Capone's two brothers were a part of which crime syndicate?
Yeah, it was obviously the mafia.
Yeah, but in particular.
Oh.
It had a name.
Yeah, he stole me fun of the Gambino, would have been my first guess, but Costello. There you go.
What do you reckon?
No.
You don't know, Daniel. Oh, that's too bad. Oh.
No.
Well, try again next time. Try again next time and brush up on your Al Capone and your mafia, all right? I've got some texts that I, Diana's being lovely. Thank you for all your lovely texts. And we've got, who else have we got? Oh, Tom in, oh no, Rod on the road. Rod on the road has been waiting. He's been waiting longest. Hello, Rod.
Hi, Greta.
Now, do you know, it's question 9, and actually, where are you? Where are you on the road?
I'm in the Coorong in South Australia.
Are you in a heavily populated area?
No.
Give us a toot.
No, it's not allowed to. I'm in a town. And
oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you're on a highway, because I get some other, are you in a truck? Are you a truckie?
Yeah, I'm in a truck.
Yeah, I always say to the truckies, you know, if you're no one's around, crank it out. But never mind, you're being responsible, Rod. Okay.
Well, not only that, I don't have $500 to spare either.
Is it a fine? Is it?
It's a $500 fine.
I'm going to stop doing it. I'm so glad you told me that. I'm so glad you told me that.
The horns are a warning device. It's not a.
I'm so glad you told me that. I didn't know that. I wouldn't know that. There's no other way I would know that. Oh.
It's same as if like, you go to visit friends or family and when you leave you toot the horn,
yeah.
You get booked by the police.
Oh, there you go, Rod. Oh, okay.
It's a warning device. It's not a device to say g'day or goodbye.
Thank you for telling us. And you know what? I know you'll be a safe driver because you know the rules really, really well. Okay, but do you know this? Question 9, Al Capone's two brothers were part of which crime syndicate?
The only answer I had for that was the mafia, so I've got no idea.
Well, maybe there's a better way to word this. A crime group or gang. Which crime gang?
No, still hasn't got anything for me, I'm sorry.
Oh, all right, Rod. Well, you know, safe driving and thanks for playing. Worries. Kate in Umina Beach is on the line. Hi, Kate.
Yeah, we're neighbours somewhere around.
Beg your pardon?
I said I think we're neighbours somewhere around.
We are. I'm not far from you. And thanks for the story before about was it the kookaburras?
Yes, we were amazed. We were just sitting there and she had it in her hand about to take a bite and we looked away, a car went by and something, we looked at the beach and the bird came between us and there was a flutter between our faces and suddenly this bird took the thing. Incredible, these birds. They'd be very quick.
We're going quite well. We're about almost halfway through the quiz, and we're up to question 9. And it's only been going for half an hour, Kate. So I reckon
doing well, darling.
Oh, good on you. Good on you, Kate. Fellow Coastie, Kate. Question 9: Al Capone's two brothers were a part of which crime syndicate?
I don't know,
AKA
darling.
Gang.
No, it's called Scarface, and there was a St. Valentine thing. That's the only thing I can think of. I'm sorry, darling, I don't know.
Oh, good on you, Kate.
Catch you again, then,
all right,
Greta.
Catch you again. Okay, we've got Joan in Queen Bean. Joan, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm not ringing for the quiz. I don't have a good voice. But I would like to say, in answer to the ones who are complaining about the chat, I really like that part of these late night shows.
Oh, yes. You know, Joan, I agree with you, and this is why I do it. I love chatting to people, and you're right.
And it comes like it's almost like an overnight club, and there are great personalities get on and talk, and just a list of who rung in, you know, Bill from here and Jack from there and Mary from somewhere else. Not that they rang in, that they texted in. They're just names, and it's very boring to listen to, but to listen to real people is wonderful.
I absolutely agree with you, Joan, and this is the thing. I play that Elvis thing as a bit of a joke because, you know, I'm sort of going at my own pace, but I want to know people that, you know, we will move on, but I am timing this correctly, you know. Mm. So if I want to have a chat, Joan, I'm going to have a chat. That's the thing. This is what it's for. If you know, this is what it's for. If you to call in, you know, share a story, have a chat. This is what it's for. It's a night, you know. That's
and the quiz is just a thing to hang it all on. And over the years, have been wonderful personalities who've come and gone, and we've lost some. But it really is like a club.
Mm.
And I would. Some of the later ones in the early morning have done the big rush thing, like it's just something to be. The quiz is something to must be done on time. It's only for a fridge magnet, for God's sake. And I'm sure they're beautiful, but.
Well, Lorraine agrees with us. She says, chat as much as you like. We don't toot our car horn anymore when we leave. My mum's, that rule has been in for a fair while now, but should be advertised more. Okay, she's given us some road rules as well, like Rod.
Yeah.
But you're right. And how would we know that if we weren't chatting?
Okay, then.
And to all those people, Joan, I think we should say, if you are texting in, And you don't like the chatter and you're telling me to, here we go, please take control, so much boring chat from the same people with the same stories. I don't think so. Don't know, anonymous texter. If you don't like it,
ring yourself or go away.
Well, not go away, but more like, you know, call in and tell me. Call in, we'll have a chat. We'll have a chat. You know, call in, because this is what it's all about, Joan. And you sure you want to have a go at this question?
What is it?
Well, it's this Al Capone question, but I'm almost thinking I might put it in the bin. It's question 9. Al Capone's two brothers were a part of which crime syndicate/gang/group?
Al Capone.
And so far, no one's got it right, so I'm a little bit worried, like on the text line, so I'm a little bit worried that we might have to put it in the bin.
I'm afraid I don't know it either.
Okay, do you know what? We're going to sub it in for a bonus question. Actually, because I feel like it might be a little bit too difficult. That's what I think.
I don't know.
Oh, Joanne in Mildura agrees with us, Joan. She loves the chatter.
Yeah.
She loves the chatter.
I think of some of the people that I've known via the radio overnight, over the years, and as I say, some are no longer with us.
Mm.
But it really is like a club.
And I will say, if you're hanging on the line, I will get to you. I promise I'll get to you if you're hanging on the line for now. But yeah, you're right, Joan. It's a club. And look, here we go. I'm putting in the. Oh, Ashley's got it. Ashley's got it. No, I have to stick on that question. Ashley has got that Al Capone question right. That's a shame you won't call in, Ashley, and answer it in person, because that means we can move on. But Joan, very well done. And well, for sharing that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. All right. Good on you. Oh, thanks, Joan, for that. We've got John in Canberra.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you, John. I hope that you are a fan of, well, not a fan, but you have some Al Capone knowledge, as much as Ashley, anyway. Al Capone's two brothers were a part of which crime group?
Yeah, well, I know he was Chicago and Chicago Mafia and what was that movie, the Untouchables? Chicago group or the Chicago gang, something like that?
It's not that. It's not that, but Brad from the ranch has got it. Oh, hold on. No, hold on. You're half right.
Chicago,
you're half right,
Chicago
John.
Chicago gang.
No. No. It's not. You're half right. It's Chicago something.
Oh, the Chicago, the Chicago mob.
No, John, I'm so sorry. No, not quite. So, John, oh, okay, so do you know what, John? I'll have to play with, I'll have to, you know, we'll play next time because I can't give that to you, but you've helped other people out because you've gotten it half right, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, have a good rest of your...
What a joke.
No, sorry, John, I can't give it to you. So we have... Tom in Boston. Boston, Tom?
Yes, Boston, Mass, USA.
Oh, well, you've got to know this one, Tom. Al Capone's brothers were a part of which crime syndicate?
It was also the name they used in a Mel Gibson movie, best actor ever. that would be called The Outfit.
Well done. The Outfit or the Chicago Outfit. Either one would have been
Chicago,
acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Tom. Thank you very, very much. Calling all the way from Boston. We're chatting about chatting as well, Tom, and lovely text from, I think it's all Liv. Dallas, from Dallas. He says, out camping, dinner was late, garlic bread, pasta with fish fillets, enjoying listening tonight. Cheers from Western Australia. The chatter is balanced. We're doing it right. We're doing it right, Tom. All right, question 10.
I enjoy the chatter.
Good on you, Tom. Question 10 is Theodore Hardin is the brother of which famous magician? Do you want me to? I'll repeat that for you. And Martin's into it too. Martin's into it too. Struth, love, enjoying the chatter. If you don't like it, change the station. That's what Martin says. Tom, Theodore Hardin is the brother of which famous magician?
Would that be Harry Houdini?
That is correct. Harry Houdini.
Woohoo!
Well done, Tom.
On a roll, baby. On a roll. I can't wait to get my magnet.
Hopefully you're in with the running, Tom. It's a bit of a postage fee to get all the way to Boston, but we'll do it for you.
I know.
We'll do it for
you. I'd gladly come there and pick it up if I could.
So question 10. Which work by Jane Austen includes the line, "What strange creatures brothers are?"
Dead in the water. Lady Chatterley's Lover? Did she write that?
No. I don't think she wrote that. Did she? No.
I have no clue.
Oh, dear. Oh, Tom.
My wife's not going to be happy with me about that one.
Well, yeah, you're not up to speed on your Austen. That's not good enough.
No.
You'll be in trouble. You'll be in the dog box. I don't call it the dog house. I call it the dog box. Never mind. All right, Tom, lovely chatting with you, and thanks for sorting us out
you
with
as
that.
Well.
Al
Great
Capone.
Game.
We've got Tom in Ocean Shores. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Greta.
You've been waiting very patiently.
I prefer if the quiz moved along more quickly. That way you could probably get it done within the hour.
Yes, but it's not, I agree, but it's not about that. If it's so much as it is, you know, it's half and half. You know, we've got to get it done. You're right. You have a point. We've got to get it done. But also, this is nightlife. This is Talkback Radio. We're here to talk as well. So that's what I think, but I do hear your point. You're right, because we'll probably get, you know.
Groucho Marx also said, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Yeah, I know exactly the tone he's talking about. I use it
on. I was also looking stuff online about wars and stuff this evening. And do you know what Erwin Rommel, the Desert Fox, said about the Australian fighting forces during World War II in North Africa?
Before you answer, Tom, how can you be all for the quiz moving along and yet giving us some chat?
Just quickly.
Go on.
He said, if I had to take hell, I would get the Australians to take it and the New Zealanders to hold it. That's what regard he had for the Australians.
Oh, okay. Okay, Tom.
I'll just go with the most obvious and say Pride and Prejudice.
It is not.
Thank you.
Oh, good on you, Tom. We've got, who have we got here? Ooh, Colin and Layla. Hello, Colin.
Hello, how are you, Greta?
I'm fine, Colin.
I work in a call centre, and sometimes my boss tells me off for being a little bit too chatty or something, doing too much rapport building, but you're fine.
Oh, good on you, Colin. Do you know what? I get in trouble when I'm in the producer box doing Lockie's job, filling in for Lockie if he's, I don't know, gallivanting off in some tropical island, as he does from time to time. If I'm ever filling in for him, I get in trouble for Suzanne for chatting too much when I should be putting callers through. But never mind, Colin. Here's question. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, also following on from that guy with Rommel and the Australian troops. Apparently, there was overheard when Rommel was hearing news about the D-Day landings a couple of years later, one of his generals apparently said in the background that, "Don't you wish we had the Australian 9th Division here to help us?"
That sort of stuff. I don't know how we got onto this topic, Colin. I don't know.
But anyway, I have to get on to the answer. It's a Jane Austen one. The only one I can think of. I hope it's completely out of the blue. Is the answer could be Wuthering Heights.
It's not Wuthering Heights. It's not Wuthering Heights.
It's Wuthering Heights then instead anyway.
Wuthering Heights. I think that's a Bronte. Isn't that a Bronte novel?
Probably.
Yeah.
I've never read those books. But anyway, I just threw it out there.
Good on you, Colin.
Back to normal programming for me. Okay.
Thanks, Colin. Adam and Shepparton.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Adam. Do you know which work by Jane Austen includes the line, what strange creatures brothers are?
What strange creatures are?
Creatures brothers are? It's a work by Jane Austen, and we're doing brothers for our history quiz topic.
Anyway, I've got to be around the bush. Yeah, I've got to talk about everyone else is.
So it's not Pride and Prejudice and it's not Wuthering Heights because that's not an Austen novel. But it is a Jane Austen novel, do you know?
It's got to be, I don't know. I'm too young.
Are you too young? Okay. Yeah, me too. All right, Adam, never mind.
Hang on a second. If everyone else can talk about just tea bags and other movies and stuff, I'm going to hang on the line as much as I can.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I might come back to you if I need to do that, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right. We've got Joe in Mudgee.
G'day, Greta. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Joe. Do you know which work by Jane Austen includes the line, what strange creatures brothers are?
I do. It's Mansfield Park.
Mansfield Park. Well done, Joe. That's a very hard question. Well done. And bobsled has a bit of a joke here. I said Emily Bronte. Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights, not Jane Austen. And Bobsled says, everyone knows Kate Bush wrote Wuthering Heights. Oh, Bobsled. You can always count on him for a gag. All right, moving on. Here we go, Joe. The three brothers of creation, according to Norse mythology, were Vili, Ve, and...
Oh, I've heard a lot about Norse mythology.
The three brothers of creation, according to Norse mythology, were Vili, Ve, and...
Oh, it's got to start with the V, doesn't it? I don't know. Vinny?
Vinny? No, it is not Vinny. It is not Vinny. Never mind, Joe. Never mind.
Thanks, brother.
All right, thank you. We have hello, Karen, in Altona Meadows. Hello. Haven't heard from you for a while. Nice to have you. Do you know who the remaining brother is? The three brothers of creation, according to Norse mythology, were Vili, Ve, and...
I'm into Christianity.
Oh, yes. They can coexist.
Are you the other one? The last Christian. I have to make something up. Billy, Ray, and... Oh, Ray.
I know. This one's a bit tough, isn't it? This one's a bit tough. Oh.
No, I don't know.
Don't know? Don't know. No. Never mind, Karen. Until next time. Who else? Can we, who else can we go to? It's a tough one. This is a very tough one. Maybe we have to, I don't know. Maybe I have to fast forward because I don't, hold on. Let me see. No, we'll get three. We'll get through it. We'll be fine. Here we go. We've got, who are we going to go to? We're going to Joanna.
Hello.
Hello, Joanna. The three brothers of creation, according to Norse mythology, were Vili, Ve, and...
Is it Odin?
Odin, that is correct. And Jim in Campbelltown got it, and Frank and Mount Evelyn got it. Well done. And Liz made a joke. She says, Vili, Ve, and Harry. Yeah. Well done. Question 13, we are up to Joanna. The Chapel Brothers famously play which sport?
Cricket.
Very well done, Joanna. Question 14, George the VI came to the throne after his brother abdicated. Name the brother.
He's king. He was Edward the VIII.
Yes.
Yeah, later Duke of Windsor.
Yeah, I could see you working out the numbers in your head. You got the V and the 333. Yeah, yep. No, you got it right. You got it right. Edward the VIII. Well done. And of course, he had the constitutional crisis with proposal to Mary Wallace Simpson. Yep, that's right. Okay, Joanna. All right, moving on. It's another British monarchy question. Question 15. Which former brother-in-law to Henry VIII became Elizabeth I's stepfather?
Thomas Seymour.
Well done. Now, another fun fact about him is he married Henry VIII's widow, which was Catherine Parr.
But she didn't live too long afterwards. She died in childbirth.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly right. He was a bit sus with Elizabeth. And remember when she got locked up?
Because her
sister was queen, right, Mary, and then she thought that they were plotting to overthrow her, and she was a bit of trouble for old Elizabeth. Beverly is saying a nice thing about our chatter, Joanna. She's saying chatter's good as long as caller doesn't go on too long, and everybody should phone in. And thank you so much. And Ken likes chat in comparison to the quiz. Good on you, Ken. But you can, you know, we try and keep everybody happy, but that's impossible, Joanna. So we just do our best.
It is impossible.
And you are doing quite well. Okay, well done.
Oh, I've done all right. I've got four, so that's all right.
Question 16. Which famous ruler married their own brother? Ancient ruler. Which famous ancient ruler?
Oh, dear. Nefertiti.
Oh, You're close, but no. Joanna.
Okay.
Never mind. That was really good. You got us over a hump there. Thank you so much, Joanna.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Who have we got? Peter in Five Dock. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to speak with you again. Do you know, this is 16, question 16, which famous ruler married their own brother?
I don't know, but I'll say Cleopatra.
Cleopatra is correct.
Yay.
Well done. Her brother was Ptolemy the, ooh, I have to do this, it's a Roman numeral, X333, 13. So there you go. Question 17, Peter. Which Oscar Wilde work contains the line, "Oh, brothers, I don't care for brothers. My elder brother won't die, and my younger brothers never seem to do anything else"?
Is it The Importance of Being Earnest?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It is not, which is surprising. Trick question, Peter.
No worries. Oh,
never mind. All right. Who else have we got? Ooh. We need some more calls to get through this history quiz. We're going to go to Trevor in just a moment, but come on, we've got a few more questions left to go. Just 4 questions left. So call 1-300-800-222. Okay, here we go. Trevor, how are you going?
Hello, Gretel.
Greta, Trevor, we go through this every time.
Sorry. Trev. I know. I've got Alzheimer's, and sometimes the letter L just leaves my mind.
Either way, Trev, I'll remind you every time, all right? Because that's what we do here.
Because I love our relationship.
Yeah, well, okay, Trev, let's keep it rocketing along. We don't have much time. Do you know which Oscar Wilde line contains the work? Which Oscar Wilde work contains the line, "Oh, brothers, I don't care for brothers. My elder brother won't die, and my younger brothers never seem to do anything else"? It's not The Importance of Being Earnest.
Look, the second best Oscar Wilde play is An Ideal Husband, and that is my guess. Or can I go another one, Salome?
It's neither of those two.
Oh, God, how many Oscar Wilde plays do you expect people to know?
That's a good point, Trev, actually. But yeah.
Look, he wrote about 15 of them.
It's not a play, though. It's not a play. How about that? How about I say, I'll give you, it's not a play. It's another word.
Look, who's the bloke who's pitcher top of, God, I can't remember. It's very late. The guy's pitcher.
Hey, you call me Trev. It's very late. Oh, dear. Go on. Okay. All right. Come on. Let's have a guess, and I've got to move on.
All right. You're talking about a book. He only wrote one novel, which was, come on, what was it? Help me out.
Jim's got it.
Yeah. Well, God. Come on, what is it? I know it. Dorian Gray, picture of Dorian
You've
Gray.
You've got it, Trev. You've got it. Well done. Question now.
You wouldn't believe how hard that was to pull out of the of my mind.
And you don't know how hard it is to keep you on track, Trev. Here we go. Question 18. Which Kennedy brother survived 2 plane crashes?
Which Kennedy brother? Oh, I'd say JFK. He was a pilot. Yeah,
It wasn't John. It wasn't John, Trev. But thank you for getting Dorian Gray.
Oh, look, thank you, Greta,
Trev. All right, goodbye. Talk to you next time. Tony. Do you know which Kennedy brother survived 2 plane crashes? This is question 18.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It just springs to mind as Edward.
Well, hold on. What was his nickname?
not Ned.
no, I can't. Never mind.
I just wanted to say that was the perfect answer too, to say anyone who wants to whinge about the chat, they should ring in and chat about it.
Well, we do have a couple of our, you know, lovely nightlife friends, Hannah in Sydney. You know, there's, you know, legit reasons that they, you know, prefer to text in, you know, might be related to.
Yeah, I guess if they can't call.
Yeah, that, you know, if they, you know, there's a legit reason. Fair enough. We love it. We'll take it. But, you know.
Radio.
Yeah. Right. Good on you, Tony. Anyway, thanks for trying.
Bye.
We've got Joe in Ridgehaven. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello.
Do you know which Kennedy brother survived two plane crashes?
Would it be Ted or Teddy Kennedy?
Which Kennedy brother survived two plane crashes?
Teddy.
Oh, Teddy. Do you say Teddy?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, good work. Good work, Joe. Well done. This is question 19. What was the surname of some of the notorious bushranger brothers? What was the surname of the notorious bushranger brothers, Thomas and John?
I can't think. Thomas and John Becker.
No, that was not correct. Never mind. Thank you so much, Joe. Adam, how are you? Adam, are you there? Adam, thank you so much for waiting patiently. So, do you know what was the surname of the notorious bushranger brothers, Thomas and John?
It wasn't Thunderbolt. Give me a sec. I don't know.
Harry in the Bay's got it. Well done.
This
with
the text messages.
Yeah,
dig up the Google. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I know. I appreciate you calling in, Adam.
Yeah, Thunderbolt. Not Hall.
Hall? No, it is not Hall. It is not Hall, Adam. Never mind. I'm sorry that you had, yeah.
Clark.
Oh. Can I give that? Am I going to, we got, you know what? By sheer luck. And we're running out of time. I'm going to give that to you, Adam. I don't care who complains. I'll give them a cranky text sound effect. I'll give that to you, Clark. All right. Last question. Can you do it? John Wilkes Booth, the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln, has a brother called Edwin Booth, who rescued which of Abe's relatives just a year before the assassination? Basically, one of Abraham Lincoln's sons was rescued by one of. Oh, I've given it away now. Oh, it's gone to chaos. Oh, dear. Anyway, we've got to go to the news, Adam.
Never mind.
I have to find another question for you, Adam. But well done. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's get on with it. We are on the last question. Right, I should have probably done that before I'd gone to Graham in West Wyong. Graham, you can have question 20. What King Henry VIII became king after his elder brother died age 15? What was the brother's name? Oh, sorry, there you are. Graham, there you are.
I know the eighth was, but no, I'm not sure.
Oh, you're not sure, Graham. Oh, never mind.
I knew the Clark brothers. That's why I rang up, but someone else had that. So,
do you know what? Do you know what? Let's go. No. Yeah, okay, no, someone did answer that. Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm taking too long with this. And Bobsled says, I'm a victim of pre-news pressure because Trev and Pav give answers away regularly. Thanks, Bobsled. Never mind, Graham. I'm sorry. Sorry we didn't get that one for you. All right.
No worries.
We've got Steve in Tecumwal. Is that how I say it, Steve?
Hello.
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 Question 20 of our history quiz, Steve. Do you know it? King Henry VIII became king after his elder brother died age 15. What was the brother's name?
Oh, geez, I got no idea. But look, I love you. Right, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Steve.
Don't stress. Take a breath.
I know, I'm panicking because I want to get it done because we have a schedule to get through.
Don't panic attack.
All right, I won't. Yeah, I'll calm down. I'll take a deep breath. I'll take a deep breath, Steve. Good on you.
All of us, please, for Greta.
Okay.
Let's all take a deep breath.
I will.
All together now. All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Thanks, Steve. Peter in Brightonless Sands. Peter, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, good morning to you, Peter. What was the name of King Henry VIII's brother, his elder brother? He became king after the elder brother died age 15. What was the brother's name?
Oh, my God, I wouldn't have a clue. I'll say Richard.
Richard, good guess. That's not right, Peter. I'm so sorry. Dulcie in Runcorn. Oh. Runcorn, how are you, Dulcie?
Good.
You ready to answer this question? King Henry VIII became king after his elder brother died, age 15. What was the brother's name?
Arthur.
Yeah! She's done it. Well done, Dulcie.
You won't believe it. There was a long time ago, the question was slightly different. What was... Catherine from Aragon's...
Catherine of Aragon, yeah?
Yeah. It was somehow different.
Well, she was married to him, right? She was married to Arthur first, and she...
No. Catherine of Aragon was the mother.
Catherine of Aragon was the wife, I'm pretty sure. She was married to...
She was the wife of Henry VIII.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and yes, that's right. And somehow the question was differently worded, and I knew that he took over from his brother.
That's right. And you got it right, Dulcie. So, well done.
At the time, I didn't know. I know it was his brother, but I didn't know his name.
Oh, no, well, you got it right. Well done, Dulcie. Thank you so much. Stay on the line with, and Lockie will get your details and get you out a magnet. Well done. Thank you for playing the history quiz, Dulcie.
It's a long time since I got my last.
I'm glad you could have a repeat experience. Good on you, Dulcie.
Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.